All right, now we get into the wonderful world of vibrato. And you know that vibrato is, you know, shaking the note. And you can considerably vary the speed, depth, and regularity of the pulse. So let's take each one of those. We're in the key of F, so take any F note and just shake that puppy. This is assuming you know how to do vibrato already. Most people do. Right? And usually people have one type of vibrato. This was a big part of the course too. You just have one type of vibrato, and then the listener just gets they get immune to it. Like, they hear it so much, it doesn't have any meaning anymore. Let me demonstrate. If I just play with the same type of vibrato. Oh, wait, hang on. It seems like we're ready for another backing track. 1 second. All right, this groove is in D minor, the saddest of all keys, if you've ever seen Spinal Tap. And if you haven't, you should watch it. Anyway, so if I do the same type of vibrato every time, like, after a while, it's just meaningless. But if I vary the speed, let's just talk about speed for once. If I go fast, or, you know, or if I go, now I can either do the speed with the beat, you know, as some kind of subdivision with the beat. I could do like eighth notes would be 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. I could do 16ths, 20 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Or I could do triplets, like da 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 da. Alright, so those are some examples. Slow would be, I guess, quarter notes would be like 1, 2, 3, 4. That'd be pretty slow. So, and you can vary whether or not the note resolves on the beat or resolves off the beat, if you see what I mean. Like, if I'm doing eighth notes, I'm making it land back on the beat, and I'm going up on the ends, but I could do the opposite. I mean, that doesn't sound that great because it's too slow, but I'm doing it by way of example. Like, that has a certain effect right there, the triplets. Or I could start on. They both have different effects. Just listen to the effect of varying the speed of the vibrato. Another thing is, you don't have to decide on one particular speed. You could do with the same note, fast vibrato, slow vibrato, medium vibrato. I'll do it on an F, fast, slow, and medium. I don't know if you could hear that. I kind of went slow and then got faster. So let me try to. This time I'll do slow into medium into fast. Right? Did you hear that? And it's a pretty cool effect. It's something we never usually think about. Very expressive. And now you're not immune to it at all. You're kept interested. And that was only speed, by the way. We didn't really talk about the depth. You can, the depth meaning how far you displace the note, like I guess, it's not really bending. Like, but that's considered a pretty wide vibrato, which resembles bending, you know. It's a wide and fast vibrato versus a small... You could have a fast vibrato is not deep. Like, listen to the fast but not deep vibrato. Totally different effect. Let's listen to a slow but deep vibrato, which is going to resemble like a string bend. Wait, hang on. Right? I mean, sometimes these things are better in the middle of a bend, because then you can control the pitch and not just go to a pitch that is unrelated. But you could see there's a huge deal with that. And then regularity of pulse is what we were talking about within that, which is whether you're doing your vibrato always the same or whether you're varying the rhythm of the vibrato, you know, so... Or you could have, refers to whether the pulse is regular, like you do the same pulse, or you do like something irregular against the beat that has no match to the beat of the song. Seems like this backing track is now in B minor. All right, so if I do something with the beat, wait, hang on. That's triplets. Can you hear it against the beat? Like that's a regular, but if I do an irregular, like regardless of what the song's beat is, that would be considered irregular. So that's what that refers to.